back in the 19 and a rough 59. You were 17 years old and you sure look fine.
Musician Taj Mahal has his mojo working from all angles. You'll find everything in his bag of tricks, from R&B to traditional African music, from Zydeco to indigenous Hawaiian sounds. It's just that kind of curiosity and versatility that's kept him going for 40 years now. NPR's Tony Cox talked with Taj Mahal and wanted to know if Taj remembered the day he first set out on his musical journey.
My father, he was tragically killed when I was like 11 or 12 years old. And my mother remarried a Jamaican man. And he came into our family, and unbeknownst to me, he was an aspiring guitar player who could never make the instrument play. And anyway, so one day when I was in the house, I knew I was too old to be playing with the younger kids, but I was there to be looking after them. So I, was involved in some sort of, horseplay, like hide-and-go-seek or something like that. And there was a hall closet, and I went and hid in the hall closet, which used to be my great place to hide because nobody would ever look for me there. But somehow, this time, when I backed up into the corner of the closet, I felt this case, and I pulled this thing out into the light, and I just, my heart was like in my head, and I opened it up, and it was like this beautiful archtop Spanish guitar. And I just was beside myself. So I put it back because it wasn't mine. But then the instrument just, kept calling me. And so across the hall from this closet was a cellarway, a door that led down to the basement. And so I used to take the instrument out of the case, leave the case behind the clothes, the jackets and coats, and go across that, just walk right across that hall and down, close the door, and I would break the picks out of my mother's old combs and use them for guitar picks. I didn't know what I was doing. I was trying to play anything I thought inside my head, didn't even know how to tune it. Anyway, so one day I was sitting there totally engrossed in this, and the door opens up, and my stepfather says, "Well, I see you found it."
Your name, Taj Mahal. Now, you were born Henry St. Clair Fredericks. That's a cool name, but Taj Mahal, yeah, even a cooler name, I suppose.
Well, I was just like a really interested kid in the world, and probably like the late 40s when Mahatma Gandhi on into the 50s was doing a lot of his work. I was like, paying a lot of attention to this incredible man, this tiny little man with glasses and pretty much wrapped up in a sheet, My mother would say, you need to put some clothes on and stop walking around the house looking like Mahatma Gandhi. Okay, so that was part of it, that kind of focused on India. A series of dreams came along, and it was like, if I ever do something that's really going to be involved in the entertainment business or something, I'm gonna look for a really exciting name. And then I thought about that. I never had any problem with hanging with him, but my mother, she just didn't want me to be a musician, thinking that, a hard life, and they're not wrong. It ain't an easy life, but that's another story.
But you haven't had a hard life as a musician, have you?
Difficult in some ways, yeah.
What way?
Most definitely, because it's like, being innovative all these years with a lot of different music and styles, it's like taking 40 years for the general public to be somewhat aware of what we're doing. I mean, we're actually lucky in the sense that we haven't been totally overexposed, because this is what happens when you get to know somebody real good in the music business. Usually that means that the industry are the ones that are making the money, and you're supposing that this artist is making that big money. No, the artist has to make their margin within the live playing if they don't have the correct guidance. So, I mean, I did it a totally different way. I particularly played the music that I thought was most important. It was most important for me as a young man in the 50s and 60s to represent, you know, the changes that the music was going to be going through, and to acknowledge the roots of the music all the way back and through into the African music that it descended from. So that became my interest. My interest never was to play, go out and play music. I mean, people just found me.
Now,
really.
Is this Maestro, this 40th anniversary CD, sort of an acknowledgement of that, a little bit of the music from your many forms of music that you've played over the years?
Here's what it looks like right now. Now you have world music, you have Afro pop, Afrobeat. I knew about international music and, you know, interrelationships between international music, but the general public did not know. You know, I mean, you know, I already grew up in a family that's Caribbean and Southern. You know, so already it's bridging, you know, my understanding of the diaspora and the music that comes out of it is totally different than most people.
Well, you know, one of the things that you're really known for over the years, and let's talk about some of the tracks on here. I love this one. I'm itching and I don't know where to scratch.
Scratch my back.
Yeah.
I can remember the day that I was walking down the street in Los Angeles and Slim Harpo, that was the first line I heard. Then he says, I'm itching and I don't know where to scratch. And he doesn't say scratch, he says scratch. You know, and I was like, whoa, you know. And then he's, instead of saying, come here, baby, he says, come, yeah. He puts like a Y and a U, come here, baby. Scratch my back. I was like, I'm wired now, and I loved it every time they played it. I know you can do it. So baby, get to it.
The blues is just
TV Mama.
It's just in you and through you, Taj Mahal, isn't it?
Well, yeah, it's in us and through us. We just don't really give the acknowledgement. You know, it's like what I'm saying here is that, you know, I've heard over the years, oh, blues is dead, all the country blues is this, all the blah, 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 blah. You know, man, it's like you get a bunch of academics, you know, who come in there and think that they have gathered up all the nuts and bolts of the information, you know, and that there's no more other than what they see. And it's what I call the far as I know syndrome. You know, as far as I know, blah, 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 blah. Well, yeah, that's true. But how about further than you know? Okay.
I'm looking at your work, and you have done film scores. I mean, Sounder. You've performed all over the world. You've created all types of music. What has this 40 years been like for you?
Pretty intense, man. You know, I mean, I've been on the road a lot. I built this from being out there playing, you know, live music, live people. You know, I mean, anybody can create a firestorm and then they're waiting for the next firestorm. You know, I mean, the whole thing about it is having some kind of sustainable feel in this business. You might not be on the radar, but the people know you exist, you know.
Taj Mahal, I want to thank you so much for coming on News and Notes. And I want to say to you that the title of this CD is really appropriate because you are a maestro.
That was NPR's Tony Cox talking with musician Taj Mahal. Mahal's new CD is called Maestro. It's nominated for a Grammy Award in the category of Best Contemporary Blues Album.
Like the stars in the Hawaiian sky, sweet honey, you know you shine.
That's our show for today. Thank you for sharing your time with us. To listen to the show or subscribe to our podcast, visit our website, nprnewsandnotes.org. To join the conversation or sign up for our newsletter, visit our blog at nprnewsandviews.org. News and Notes was created by NPR News and the African American Public Radio Consortium.